Elmore County Commission Chair Troy Stubbs says they learned of this closing through a fax sent to the Wetumpka Mayor's Office and the Elmore County Commission. The closure will impact close to 150 jobs. And the Elmore County Commission has approved a $1.23 million bid for the construction of a new Sheriff's Operation Building. The old building was damaged by the tornado that hit Wetumpka back in January. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Cooler weather's around the corner, which means your ride better be ready. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. We'll test your battery for free and help you figure out the real issue, so you don't spend money on stuff you don't need. To learn more, visit us online at AutoZone.com.
Restrictions and details in store. Based on data from the MPD Group Incorporated, Car Care Track 12 months ending December 2018.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Don't want to wait for Black Friday deals? Start with Lowe's and save now, because we have hot buys you won't want to miss. Get your home ready for holiday guests with up to 35% off select appliance special values. And get into the holiday spirit and save on Christmas decor and artificial Christmas trees, including your choice of a 7.5-foot Greenville fir or a 7.5-foot Fleetwood tree for $98. Whatever you need to make your home sparkle this season, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Appliances offer valid through 11-5, tree offer valid through 11-6, U.S. only.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Blasting winds all across California are fanning more wildfires, leading to thousands of evacuations. One fire in Simi Valley threatened the Reagan Presidential Library.
43 counties in the state of California experiencing red flag conditions.
The Pentagon has now released declassified video and images of the two-hour raid targeting ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi.
Democrats calling the president's former national security advisor to testify.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek, suffering from pancreatic cancer, urging people to wear purple in November to raise awareness.
Twitter is banning political advertising. The CEO saying political message reach should be earned, not bought. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg won't go along, pointing out broadcast media is required by law to run the ads.
3-2. Yeah!
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 92.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. And then we also call it TGIF Eve here around here. 272-9228. First time caller, any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow from 2:30, between 2:30 and 2:40. It's $60 worth of goodies that you get, you pick out, and you select from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And if you're a first-time caller, your name will go in twice. You can't beat that at all. That's a good deal. We just read the Real Clear Investigations story about the whistleblower outing him. There's a ton of information. I think I've got this up on my website. I think John, now that he's back in action, got it up there. If you want to read it for yourself, or you can go to Real Clear Politics Investigation, and they can give it to you. You can look it up there, but I think I have it up on my website, danmorrisshow.com. And it's a very powerful piece. I think there's a more that's coming out very soon on this thing. I'm expecting that I will be playing some audio tape on it tomorrow from different outlets, particularly Fox News, because ABC, NBC, and CBS are not touching this in any shape, form, or fashion. Let's see here. Let's go to, let's pop off a couple of these side stories here. Twitter drops political ads, and when this rumor got out about a week ago, and Twitter stock plummeted. Being an owner of Twitter stock, I wasn't real happy about that. But I'm talking about down 15% type thing. When I saw it this morning, it's down another 1.5%. Listen to this story.
Twitter is dropping all political ads from the site, triggering a new debate about free speech. CEO Jack Dorsey tweeted yesterday, quote, "While internet advertising is incredibly powerful and very effective for commercial advertisers, that power brings significant risks to politics, where it can be used to influence votes to affect the lives of millions." Errol Barnett is with us. Errol, good morning. So why is this move so significant?
Well, good morning. Partly because of the fact that it's the exact opposite of Facebook's decision last week to continue selling political ads, even if they contain false information. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg called it free expression. But here, Twitter's Jack Dorsey argues political influence should be earned, not bought.
We've made significant progress recently.
In response to growing backlash about hosting political ads, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey took an all-encompassing stand against them. A political message earns reach when people decide to follow an account or retweet, he wrote. We believe this decision should not be compromised by money. But Facebook's decision to not censor politicians, even at the risk of spreading misinformation, faced scrutiny on Capitol Hill last week.
I think lying is bad, and I think if you were to run an ad that had a lie, that would be bad.
So you won't take down lies, or you will take down lies? I think this is just a pretty simple yes or no.
In a democracy, okay, I believe that people should be able to see for themselves what politicians that they may or may not vote for
so
are
you
saying,
won't take
judge
them
their
down.
Character for themselves.
That was AOC there, by the way. Boy, if you're taking down lies that people say on Twitter, the political elite crowd would be massacred out of that.
Yeah, one of my favorite quotes, Dan, of a writer from now, over a century, more than over a century, goes, "The truth is never, or rarely pure and never simple." Rarely pure and never simple. And especially when it comes to politics, it's like, oh yeah, it's just, it's so easy to spot what's true and what's not. Give me a break.
Yeah, really. We know that from this show and the people that call in that right. Read stuff that we have to say, no, that's not true. Everything happens all the time. So Twitter has done this, and I'm telling you, the stock plummeted. And I think it's interesting that they're not going to do advertising, political ads that's on here, but I'm not sure they're going to be the Twitter that they used to be. They want to take Donald Trump's Twitter handle down. See if that would happen. I love free speech Democrats that want to stop free speech. Let's continue on with Twitter draws political ads.
Zuckerberg doubled down on that point in an earnings call yesterday.
In a democracy, I don't think it's right for private companies to censor politicians or the news.
Democrats largely praised Twitter's policy shift, while Trump campaign manager Brad Parscale called it, quote, yet another attempt to silence conservatives.
Twitter is doing this because Twitter is a platform that is so closely aligned with news and politics.
Sarah Fisher is a media reporter for Axios and says the decision is not about money, but sending a message that certain types of free expression can do more harm than good.
So many people were abusing the system, lying in ads. They were very hard to regulate. And I think that it's doing what it thinks is best for its community.
And Fisher also told us Twitter feels it must regulate its own content since there's no federal oversight and it's not tied to the same rules and regulations as broadcast networks like CBS. They must allow all ads, regardless of whether they contain lies. Twitter's new policy goes into effect November 22nd.
Yeah, so no ads, Twitter says. But, of course, all the politicians from all sides are going to be on there saying whatever they want to say.
Right, and there will be $6 billion expected to be sent on political ads this election cycle. So that influence will be out there, just not on the Twitter platform.
So good report on CBS's part. They spent about 3.5 minutes on that piece. And they got the information out, and they didn't go in and bash Twitter, which I thought was good. They kind of let some members, like the AOC statement, bash them. But they normally kind of overstep in these things. So I was kind of impressed with that. North Korea fires a projectile?
Overnight, North Korea fired two unidentified projectiles in a new military test. South Korean military officials say the projectiles were fired into the waters between South Korea and Japan. It's unclear whether they were artillery rockets or ballistic missiles, but this is the second such test North Korea has conducted this month alone. Nuclear talks between North Korea and the U.S. are currently deadlocked.
Is right.
Projectiles. When I'm thinking of a missile, I'm not thinking of a projectile. But that's just me, you know, how that kind of stuff goes. So, Judge Napolitano weighing in. I'm getting worried about the judge here. I'm getting very worried about him. Assisting him.
All eyes on Capitol Hill, where later this morning the full House is set to electronically vote on a resolution that will outline the rules going forward on this impeachment inquiry already in progress.
And our next guest argues that Nancy Pelosi is giving the GOP exactly what they wanted.
Well, here to explain, Fox News senior judicial analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. So you mean exactly what they wanted, which is?
I wouldn't say exactly what they want, but the Republicans are looking for more transparency so that the better cross-examiners among them can challenge the credibility and the essence of the testimony of the witnesses. Right now, all that's going on in secret. So let's compare it to the Bill Clinton investigation. Ken Starr, whom we all know, who was the independent counsel at the time, handed a tremendous amount of evidence to the House Judiciary Committee. How did he generate that evidence? In secret. What did he do? He put witnesses on before a grand jury, and the grand jury made all kinds of findings, and they took that.
So Adam Schiff is getting that stuff together.
Correct. But nothing was used against Bill Clinton that came from Ken Starr that wasn't at some point filtered through the public so that the president's lawyers can challenge it. That's what this procedure permits.
That makes
so
sense.
Congressman Schiff is, in my opinion, following the rules of the House of Representatives. You generate the information in secret. You decide which you want to make public.
Right.
You can't use anything against the president that has not been challenged and aired in public.
Particularly in the second part here, the rules do permit this, but it doesn't, you know, normally Judge Napolitano will talk about what he thinks is right and wrong, and then he'll add the legal caveat, and he'll say, point blank, he thinks FISA is wrong, and the FISA court and how they're going about that is wrong.
Right.
But he doesn't go and say it's illegal, but he'll point out the wrong. But here, he'll kind of do this. Well, there's nothing, they're doing the rules, but there's nothing illegal that they're doing. He's not addressing the right or wrong piece of this equation. This is the second part of this.
Right.
So that he can defend himself.
Correct. So that his lawyers, whoever they're going to be, ultimately will be seated at a table at the House Judiciary Committee challenging that evidence. When that challenge is over, the House Judiciary Committee votes and then the House of Representatives votes.
And the Republicans have asked for a vote, so they're getting this vote about the procedure of the inquiry going forward. But they also want it to be fair. And there's nothing fair about this. Congress has got some screwy rules.
Congress does. The rules were... The rules are written in 2015 when Republicans controlled Congress, and now they're stuck with those rules.
It's come back to haunt the Republicans.
Yes, it has come back to haunt the Republicans. So one of the more interesting phrases that I heard the other day is, an impeachable offense is whatever the House says it is.
Right.
Because at that point, it's political.
It's all political.
So this is what Republicans are saying. Number one, I'd like to subpoena a few witnesses that might balance out the one we just heard. The Democrats will go, don't think so.
Well, the as unfair as that sounds, the rules permit that. So
yeah.
Congressman Schiff is not making up the rules. He's following the rules.
But do you understand, Judge, who has built your whole career is built on fairness?
Yes.
If you're trying to give the American people a shot at fairness.
Yes, I agree with you, Brian. And here's where this could come back to bite those who don't want the Republicans to introduce witnesses at the polls. If the whole perception of this thing is railroading and not fair, the people who did the railroading will suffer at the polls. I thought the Clinton, which all of us covered, if you may remember, I thought the Clinton impeachment was fair. But a lot of the Republicans who managed it suffered at the polls.
It all goes back to that conversation, that phone conversation, which we've all read the transcript of it. The president
was
smart.
Well, now we're getting a lot of context about what preceded and what followed the phone conversation.
But what could be devastating, as Tom Bevin brought up yesterday, is if people challenge the transcript. And that's what that lieutenant colonel was doing.
Yes.
So that would be problematic.
That, to me, is very, very troublesome for the White House. If there are parts of that transcript they intentionally kept out, which the lieutenant colonel seems to indicate there are.
Okay, one of the things that, or two elements of this. Number one, He said that he went directly to White House legal counsel that has oversight over NSC and said that he thinks something went wrong and that they moved the transcript to a higher classified server. Now, I don't know if it was on a totally non-classified server before, but those two things are easy things to figure out. And I'm sure somebody's walked downstairs and has talked to this attorney and say, can you tell me what happened? And kind of go from there, and that would be, I would think, a chief of staff job. Have you noticed that Mulvaney is not, isn't really very privy to what's the, any kind of strategy that's happening? Right. He's not in the morning meetings that's talking about talking points and things like that. That's all communication department folks. So I wonder if that Mulvaney messed himself up with the presser he did.
Or it allows Mulvaney to, honestly, if the press ask him questions, just focus on other chief of staff work. And if they ask him about impeachment strategy, he can say, refer him to somebody else. And he can do so honestly. That might make a lot of
sense. Possible deniability, huh?
Because he really did, in that press conference, he seemed like somebody who's been chief of staff. He seemed worn out and all over the place, which I hear that job is one of the roughest in the world.
Look at you. Look at your favorite guys on TV.
Eric Swalwell. Well, this guy is just, you know, you can play a game like this. He's going to be very popular with the left and many people in the Democratic Party's base. But I think his long-term prospects up there in D.C., well, goodbye to those.
I had a law enforcement person who does interviews with people. He said, you know, I had this kind of knack. I could tell it's when somebody started talking whether they were lying or not just by what they said. And he said, this guy looks like some type of FBI kind of guy that's a bad guy.
Yeah.
That's doing something wrong, and you know he's doing something wrong, but he's going to lie about it. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back after this.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Reminder, any caller can get in on Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. And if you're a first-time caller, your name goes in twice. We're going to do that drawing tomorrow between 2:30 and 2:40. Listen in. There are not many names in there this week.
No, not this week.
So don't crowd us up at the very end tomorrow. So if you're going to call, go ahead and call and get in, chat with us, and we'll kind of go from there. Let's see here. Yeah, I thought that Jason Politano, he's kind of...
He has changed. I've also noticed a massive change, and this happened a while ago with Matt Drudge and the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Yeah. It's night. For a little bit, I'm like, conservatives just have sour grapes. And the more I've been following it, it's just... It's a major change.
He seems to be picking up things that are very much on the progressive side of the coin.
No, I don't think Napolitano, in terms of the facts, is saying anything untrue. Like, he was asked about, like, Democrats saying William Barr should recuse himself on this Durham investigation, and Napolitano's like, I don't see any reason why he should do that. So, I mean, it is different, though. Napolitano has changed on issues regarding the president, is the way I would put it.
Yeah, and as, you know, the rumor was that he wanted to be considered for a Supreme Court justice, and they basically said, no, he's way too old.
Yeah, I think so. He would have been fun as a maverick on the court. As a libertarian, he would have had to answer a lot of questions, though.
Oh, yeah.
It would have been interesting. Hey, what about you being at the Mises Institute with all those anarcho-capitalists? Which I think is a good thing, but, you know.
Well, you do not want somebody that old, his age, that's going to be a Supreme Court justice. You want the youngest person that you can get through on the bench so you can have a real impact. Though, some of the times that they put people that were young, Kennedy being one of them, then they kind of morph of what you think you're going to have. But he was not properly vetted. Because we had lost too many before that, and Reagan was just trying to make a quick pick. He thought Kennedy, because he knew him in California, was going to carry that on in Supreme Court. Didn't quite work out that way.
So far, I really like Gorsuch. The drama of his confirmation hearing aside, Brett Kavanaugh, I'm not sure about Brett Kavanaugh.
You're not? What are you not sure about?
It's not necessarily any particular ruling. I just say because he was one of the most cited, influential circuit court judges, and he was in D.C., I think he knows how to play the game really well. And I have questions about Kavanaugh's views on executive power, these sorts of things. But I don't know. I'm not convinced that Kavanaugh is going to be the conservative champion up there. He might be more of a swing vote.
I don't Kavanaugh think he's, versus yeah. Roberts.
Right. And well, I think Roberts will take up the swing vote mantle immediately. But I don't know if Kavanaugh, and I'm not saying Kavanaugh will go the way of Kennedy like you just laid out.
Please.
But I don't think Kavanaugh is also like this great rebellious pick. We have never had somebody like him on the court before.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how much the Supreme Court plays into 2020.
Right.
Because one thing that is going to be asked of the Democrats is who, what are the type of people would you support for nominate for Supreme Court? And they're going to ask for names, they're going to ask for philosophy. And it's going to be very hard for them to dodge. I mean, they're going to have to bring out the abortion question.
Well, and the sad thing with Brett Kavanaugh is that instead of having discussions about philosophy and maybe what kind of decision this guy would make, it turned into character assassination of the man, and that was completely uncalled for. I think that we'll look back
and with Lindsey Graham's performance and so many others, that was a huge turning point for people on the right. It woke up a lot of people, maybe even folks who were never Trumpers before, to realize, hey, we gotta fight on our hands.
Yeah.
We gotta fight the left.
Well, and I tell you something, just from observation, what Trump has done with the judicial system is absolutely incredible. I cannot believe that the Obama administration left so many vacancies out there that they didn't do anything with. And only thing I can assume is they didn't want the fight, and they were kind of worried that what was going to happen to their people is what they were going to do to our people. And they kind of just wanted to avoid that. Because it would be hard for him to appoint people who were not super liberal, just with his background and the way people were, the tribal instinct of things. So, I don't know, but it's absolutely remarkable what Donald Trump has done with the judiciary. And he's listening to the right people, and he's doing the right thing. I mean, among that group, he has got strong, strong support, and that's going to carry on through 2020. They're going to see him as the beacon that's going to take the judicial system and get it where it needs to go. And I think that will be the things that will really make a difference with people in some of these key states that want, you need a conservative base to really turn out. You know, they talk about Pennsylvania is Pittsburgh and Philadelphia with Alabama in between, and that's really the perfect description of them. And having been all through there, and particularly the Alabama in between portion of it, I mean, those people are, they're hunters, they're very religious, they are very conservative, and they're just kind of salt of the earth kind of folks. And I would always enjoy my time going up to Lancaster, and we'd go this time of the year, matter of fact, up in Lancaster and see the leaves change and everything, and go to the Amish market, and it was just great. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Sam real quick. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan, I just want to let you know I'm not enjoying the weather out here today.
Ah, good for you. Yeah,
hey, man.
But the rain's supposed to stop in about an hour.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it is what it is. We're having a good, nasty winter day. I've been enjoying your show all week.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, man. A couple days ago, I was in town up in Montgomery, and I thought about calling you up, seeing if you needed anything while I was riding around town. But, you know, I didn't want to. I'm always afraid of that pre-quo thing. That's it. When we talk on the phone, there's a lot of people listening into our call, and it only takes one of them to get upset.
Yeah, you go. Don't want that quo.
That's it. Like, have me filling out one of them questionnaires. What do you like and don't like about Dan's show? Oh, I don't know. I'm sorry, man. I've got nothing. I just wanted to say I've enjoyed the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you being a part.
Oh, and here comes the real reason.
I've already heard the bad joke this morning.
Oh, really? What was the bad joke?
About the D.C. Nationals. You can't beat D.C., just like Trump's going to find out. The haters are out there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Dan, can I get in on Sweet Creek, please, sir?
Sam, I think you already are in, aren't you?
No, not for this week. What's
Sam, you're not in for this week?
Oh, man, listen, every time I've gone to call in, I hate to admit it, but with as little in life as I have going on, I've been busy. Man, so it's been a good week. 3-5, please.
Gotcha.
Hey, I'll talk to y'all later.
You have a great day. Jason, hang on for me. Rich, you too are going to be back with your calls right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. Despite Republican opposition, Democrats in the House today moving forward with a measure laying down the guidelines for the impeachment investigation into President Trump. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
What is at stake in all of this is nothing less than our democracy.
House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Democrats don't want the truth.
They want to remove a sitting president.
Democrats want to know if President Trump withheld military aid from Ukraine until its new leader agreed to investigate his political opponents. The president on Twitter calling the probe the greatest witch hunt in American history. Strong winds fanning new wildfires in California, prompting more evacuations. The latest fire in an area east of Los Angeles. Those winds are also creating problems for crews battling fires that are burning throughout the state. America is listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. You've no doubt felt the colder air sweeping into the region, and it's going to continue to drop like a rock as we go through the evening hours tonight. Through the 40s, the overnight low temperature down to about 38. It'll be windy, and that'll add a little bite to the chill, but the rain will be long gone by then. For the day tomorrow, a breezy, cool day. Sunshine, but barely up to 60 for a high temperature, and back to the 30s again Friday night. The weekend will be cool and crisp with cold nights, but we are not expecting a freeze this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
I'm good. Great, and you?
I'm all right. I hate the fact that it stayed dry for so long. Now it just seems like it don't want to start raining.
This wind's going to push out of here, so Rich says, and then it's going to be nice and cold and crisp. Maybe about the fire pit tonight.
Well, hopefully it'll dry up long enough so I can cut my grass one last time before I guess it gets too cold.
You're going to probably have to do that on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm going to try to. But I called in because I heard you were talking about the judiciary, like the people that have been, the judges that have been confirmed. And I got to say, I don't believe you're giving enough credit to Mitch McConnell in the process of that. And I would suggest he deserves all the credit, really. Because I don't think it really would have mattered what Republican became president. Mitch McConnell gift-wrapped that first Supreme Court nominee for Trump, or really for whoever came behind Obama. And I think whether you like the guy, you don't like him, he has been diabolical, really, in the way he approached it. And him and all of the Republican majority in the Senate, if there's no other thing they could agree on or did at least right by some people's estimation, they purposed in their hearts and minds they were going to pack the courts with Republicans, conservatives, whatever the case may be. And I think they deserve, especially Mitch McConnell, deserves, if not all the credit, 98.5% of the credit.
Well, let me tell you why that's not correct. Is that Mitch McConnell has a vote to approve someone, but he's not the one making the suggestion. The one making the suggestion is Donald Trump. And the power and the change that has happened in the courts is because of who Donald Trump has selected.
And it's more than just the Supreme Court, too. It's all sorts of...
Well, yeah, it's all the lower courts as well, but he does have the power to suggest, but just as Mitch McConnell showed when Merrick Garland was nominated, he has the power within the Senate to control that process. And so I think going in, you already have to have some agreement and some cooperation. And if whoever the president is, whoever they nominate, the Senate has a say. So if you want to nominate somebody and the Senate says no, well, then they can stop the process. So I think
why would they stop the process? The type of the court that they want is the same is the court that Trump is making the nominees for. So they're following in line. They're saying, yeah, Mr. President, good job with who you're nominating. They're not picking these people.
No, I know they're not picking them, but my point is they can control the process whether it's slow.
It didn't, Jason. That's like this is what happens with that sometimes. That's like overly obvious with that. But they're not 99.5% responsible for the good court. They are responsible for approving the good people that Donald Trump selected.
Right. So then, if they say they don't want to do it, then
they would be going against odds of what they actually want. You're right.
Right. So,
Jason, that's a circular argument. I mean, you're not thinking through this stuff for such a bright guy.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
So when Merrick Garland was nominated, or at least by Obama, and Mitch McConnell said, "Nope, we're not even going to interview him. We're not going to entertain it. We're going to let the American people decide on in November."
Right.
When that happened, would you not at least concede that Mitch McConnell gift wrapped that particular seat for whoever came after Obama?
He did, but that doesn't. The key is not the seat. The key is the person. The court is remarkably more conservative, more constitutional, more to the proper law than it's been in a long, long time because of Donald Trump.
Okay, well, we'll have to agree to disagree on
so
that.
So, in other words, you lost the argument is what that means. Thanks, Jason. Thanks,
okay,
Jason. Bye.
Yep,
let's go to Ritz. Ritz, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, I know darn sure I'm not going to argue with you.
It's a discussion. This is a discussion.
Hey, that's what I like about you. You don't push the button and cut people off. You try to reason with them, and I admire you for
I try.
Well, you do a very good job, and as a matter of fact, I would say you have a lot more patience than Uncle Mikey here. Anyway.
Well, people tell me they can hear me sigh sometimes when I'm on the phone with somebody. They go, oh, God.
Well, you're a good teacher, and I think that shows when you do that. It's your teacher in you coming out. The reason I called is I just... you know, no one likes all this turmoil our country's going in, but I really think and hope that this election cycle and previous to it is just a big wake-up call for the citizens of this country and realizing that they can't just go about their normal everyday life and leave the well-being of the country in somebody else's hands. Because they can have it snatched away from them right before their eyes.
Bingo.
Before they even know it. And we see that how the socialists have infiltrated every aspect of our lives. They're in our government. They're in our schools. They're in our churches. They're everywhere, poisoning the meaning of what this country is and what it was founded on and trying to change people's viewpoint on where this country needs to be. And it's disturbing to me. And I've been paying attention to politics for quite some time, and it's just like the most frustrating thing of it all is how so many people are just unaware of what's going on around them. They won't even take the time to check on the well-being of their country, and I just find it so disturbing. And I hope with all this bold and bodacious action taken by the left that they're finally taking notice and saying, no, you're not going to do this to my country. I don't like the direction it's going, and march their tails to the pole and snatch it away from them.
You know what? Part of what happened that became a very big problem is that people started voting heavily Republican back in 1980. Think about Alabama. Alabama, you know, that was a huge victory for Reagan in 1980. We brought in a U.S. Senator, Jeremiah Denton. Georgia brought in a U.S. Senator, Matt Manley. And Jimmy Carter's home state, and then Paula Hawkins was elected. And these were good conservative folks, and they were there. And then people started shifting over from Democrat to Republican as elected office holders, and we got these rhinos that were in there because they felt it was easier to be elected as a Republican. And I want to tell you something. You look at the vote drop-off when that started happening, people just stopped going to the polls and voting because they didn't want to vote for a bad guy.
Right, yeah, I agree with that. And probably one of the most disturbing ones that are still in power is Mitt Romney. He just, I tell you what, he turns my stomach.
Well, let me tell you something.
Talking about a rhino.
You watch him on this impeachment stuff and what he's doing. He's trying to, Pierre Delecto is trying to be important. And what he's about to do is really show how ignorant he is to this country and his country's needs.
Yeah, he wants to be somebody.
Yep.
He has that great need to be somebody and be in the limelight, and it's just not happening for him because, you know, he has skills, but for what it needs to, what he needs to have to run the country, he's pretty much an empty suit.
Yeah,
he doesn't have the backbone that Trump has.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something else, but you were about to say something else, weren't you?
I know it's a family show.
There you go. We're family driven here. It really is disheartening to watch Mitt Romney and some of the stuff he's saying. You know, there are three people who've kind of said, you know, I'm still up in the air about impeachment. Mitt Romney, Murkowski from Alaska, and Collins from Maine. And those are your three moderate Republicans.
Yeah.
And how Murkowski,
they disturb me as well.
How she got elected from a conservative state like Alaska is beyond, was her family name, but.
Yeah, it's got to be name recognition thing. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, the only rhino that I can understand her politics is Collins. I can kind of get, she's walking a fine line right now, I believe.
Well, it's interesting. She used to be fairly conservative.
Right.
I mean, she dates way back. Olympia
right.
Snow and Collins go back to the Reagan 80s.
I think Maine's changing, and she's trying to stick with it.
Yeah, all those people leaving Boston and moving up to Maine, and the Obamas now live in Maine. Kenny Bunkport, $50 million home.
Woo!
Woo! Moving on up.
Yeah, I have a good friend that's from Maine. He's a very good friend, a great guy. Conservative as the day is long, and he finds that very disturbing how these people from Massachusetts and other liberal places are moving, taking over his state.
Yeah,
they call them summer complaints because that's the only time they're there. They can't bear the winter, but they stay there in the summer and soak up all the beauty.
I tell you something that happens is people are leaving in droves of Massachusetts, and they're going to two places. They're going to New Hampshire, and they're going to Maine. And think about New Hampshire. Used to have a Republican senator, two Republican senators, Republican governor, Republican lieutenant governor, and the entire congressional group was Republican. It's only two, but, and Maine was the same way. And look at them now.
Yeah. Yep. It's like a poison ivy spreading all over the place.
Yeah, kudzu Democrat style.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, thanks for taking my call, Dan. And, hey, I remembered. Can you put me in for Sweet Creek?
Listen to you, rich guy. Give me month and day of birth, big guy.
12/25.
12/25, that little Christmas baby.
That would be me.
Riz, I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your telephone call.
My friend, I sure appreciate you more than you know.
Okay, let's do this. Do we have the warning
yes,
stuff
yes,
up?
Yes, we do.
Let's listen to it.
could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave. Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. That's hysteria.
Okay, boys and girls, you know what this means. We're going to give John DeBoe 2 minutes and 30 seconds. If he starts veering or doing a PSA, then we'll cut him short. So if you don't want to be, you can just be gone for 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll be back. Welcome aboard, John.
Hey, Dan. How you doing?
I'm good. How is, are you still in Birmingham?
I'm back home, and no place like home. I
there
enjoyed
you go.
My 2-week vacation, but it's nice to be back home.
It is,
in
indeed.
In my own bed. But you mentioned about, you know, a lot of people switching from Democrats to Republicans, but this Doug Jones Senate race.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you think that's going to turn out? And right now, what Republican is leading? You know,
I think that if the right Republican is chosen, I think he'll be beaten like a drum. And you can pick either Bradley Byrne, or you can pick, I think Tuberville, as long as he doesn't have a glass jaw, or John Merrill, I think he would have an excellent choice. Bradley Burns is Burns and Merrill are personal friends of mine. Both of them are very, very capable.
I saw something on the news either today or yesterday where it was saying that Roy Moore is getting back in there.
Roy Moore has said that he's going to run.
Well, you know, the only reason he lost was because Senator Shelby encouraged his supporters or told his supporters that he was going to write in the name of a Republican he thought was more honorable than Moore to serve in that capacity. And they say that he lost by the number of Republicans that wrote in the name of someone else.
I did not. I looked at the numbers. I did not see that, but I'll go back and look.
It certainly didn't help, but I don't know about those numbers.
Yeah, I think that just the whole way the scandal part broke, how it was managed, how it was handled, it was a hit job without a doubt in my mind, the way they did that, and that's what did him in.
But if you know what? Even though all that happened like that, If those Republicans that wrote in the name of someone else had voted for Roy Moore, he would have still won.
That's if you're correct. But I don't know that you're correct, John. Anything else?
That's it. Listen, peace and blessings to you.
Have a great day. News 793.1. Dan Mardell's Painless. Dan Moore Show. We'll be back. Final segment right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are on a Thursday.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children at our feet.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I say rigging the election didn't work. Rigging the investigation didn't work. So we're just going to shoot ourselves in the foot again.
Were you talking about Roy Moore?
No, I'm talking about the, well, you can say that. They're on a
whole other level. They're replying to that too, isn't it?
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi said, quote, "Nobody comes to Congress to impeach a president of the United States. No one." I guess she didn't hear Rashida Tlaib the night that she was sworn in.
Yeah, let me tell you something else she said. I was stunned. I tried to find it. I couldn't find it on World Clear About Today. She said, "This vote is going to bring the country together." God. That's outrageous. I mean, that just shows how that what they do is they think, I'm going to say this, so therefore it's true.
Right.
And it's just totally made up.
Well, if you notice, everything that they do is exactly, what was the propaganda, the Nazi propaganda minister's name?
Goebbels.
And yeah. Tell a lie big enough and often enough, and they'll believe it.
Yep.
And that's what they're banking on. They're rolling, this is it. This is Hail Mary. Tell a big enough lie. Tell it often enough, and they'll believe it. That's what they're hanging 2020 on.
Did you hear the Real Clear investigation report that we read?
I've been in and out of the car trying to keep from drowning.
Oh, no. Well, we need to give you some water wings, then.
There you go. No, just give me sense enough to stay out of the rain.
Is it still raining now?
No. I'm good now. I just tried to shake it off.
There you go. But, well, we read, basically, what we did is we read a... an investigative piece that outed the whistleblower, and basically we found out this guy was a never-Trumper. He was working with Biden. He was friends with Vindman, who was the guy who testified yesterday. This guy is just, he's a bad dude, and people need to get out in on this thing, and ABC, NBC, and CBS certainly in talking about it. Hopefully Fox will drill this thing down tonight.
I'm shocked. Everyone must leave here immediately.
Yeah, really.
It's going to blow up on them, you know? It's just like digging a trench, and you don't shore it up. What's going to happen? Eventually, that trench is going to cave in, and that's exactly what's going on with them.
Well, what they do is they base things on a false narrative, and then when it falls apart, they're kind of surprised.
Well,
that's why they're doing the hearings this way, by the way.
They fake surprise. I mean, they fake surprise when it blows up in their face. They're banking on the American people being stupid, and they've said it. They've said it before. You know, Hillary Clinton said it. I just shake my head, and you know, how can anybody put a D at their end of their name and consider themselves to be a serious player on the political field? I just don't get that. That's what gets me. I mean, they are shredding every tidbit of credibility that they might have had, what little bit there was to start with.
Well, what I hate is when they're sitting there saying, you know, our job is to uphold the Constitution, and nobody's above the law. And so I hope they apply the whole stuff when they get into this FISA warrants and the Durham report. I hope they take that same philosophy and apply it.
Well, you know, it's the party of the double standard. If they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all.
Amen to
so
that.
So don't hang your hat on that. Y'all have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Quacky. Great talking to you, buddy. Stay dry. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Fine, a little nipply out there, a little cold.
Yep, that's it. Fire pit tonight.
I know one thing. Here's what's so funny is the Democrats always scream and holler that the president is using the justice part of the government as a weaponized tool against his enemies, but yet they're the ones that are doing it with their old regime.
Yeah, no, exactly. Hypocrites. The things that they're accusing Trump of are the actual things that they're doing themselves. Whether you hear Brennan do that, Clapper do that, Comey do that, all of them, they're just doing what, they're accusing him of doing what they did.
And I want to reiterate, I'm not going to have any faith in the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice until some of these cronies are up in front of, you know, investigations of being held accountable for their actions.
Me too. I agree. If something doesn't happen to some of these people, then my faith and confidence in DOJ, FBI is going to be very, very low.
And the sad thing is there's some good FBI, DOJ people out there.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know what? They need to clean up their own rooms.
Well, what they need to do, Barr and Durham need to take people that do wrongdoings and make examples out of them.
Exactly. I was going to say that, Dan. Once you hang up a couple of those rats, the rest of them will scurry off the top of the ship.
There you go.
They will jump ship in a heartbeat once they see they can't get away with it. But right now, they're coming out. I heard Hannity last night. They know who the whistleblower, so-called whistleblower, is?
Yeah. Did you hear us read the...
No, I didn't. I was working.
We read the story about the whistleblower, who he is, what he does, the whole nine yards.
Who's he connected with? Biden?
He's connected with Biden and Brennan.
Surprise, surprise.
Yep.
Yeah.
He was a holdover from the Obama administration.
And how can, what's his name?
Schiff.
What's his name? The guy that's the shifty one?
Said Adam Schiff.
Yeah, Adam Schiff. How can he even be on any kind of investigations when he's already dirty himself by him being exposed and talked to, the so-called?
Because the Democrats control the process.
So they just can make the rules as they go along?
Yes.
Well, they're actually using rules that were around in 2015. They're just adulterating them.
Oh, so is that something like the McCarthy modernized?
Well, it's Paul Ryan actually set these rules up, but what he did, he didn't think somebody corrupt would be operating them. He thought people that were being fair would operate them.
You know, thank God. Every time I say a prayer, I thank God for Mr. Trump. Has this underground politics been? I'm sure it's been going on, but it's Mr. Trump who's finally brought it to the light.
Yeah. No, exactly. The deep state is being exposed by Donald Trump. Soulja Boy, I've got to go. Jackson East, I am sorry. I did not get back to you. If you'll call tomorrow, I will take you first thing in the show. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock for the TGIF edition of the Dan Morris Show. I'm going to keep doing it until I get it right. Grab your